didn't come here tonight with the expectation of maybe putting my name in a box. But when I saw the trains out in the gallery and I heard the theme was travel, and I saw that this was a relatively friendly looking group, I thought, well, you know, just put yourself out there. I recently moved back to Baltimore after being gone for 30 years, and my friend Beverly said, let's go to Stoop Stories tonight. I'm like, that sounds great. I love the moth. So let's do this. So here we are, the trains, the stories, and mine is very a little simple-minded, but it nonetheless is sweet. My grandmother lived in Charlotte, North Carolina, where my mother grew up. And my mother would make a point of taking me back to Charlotte many times a year. Sometimes we drive, sometimes we fly on Eastern Airlines, if anybody can remember that. But one year she said, well, let's take Eastern Airlines down, and then we'll take the train back. I was like, that sounds great. It's an overnight train. So usually when we went to my grandmother's, a good portion of our time was spent eating. And because my family is our big eaters, we're big foodies, all of our travel in the world I ever did was always oriented around food. And that definitely happened at my grandmother's. So we spent maybe about 3 or 4 days there, and when we left to get on the train to come back home to Baltimore Penn Station, we had our bags, and then we were given a box of fried chicken that my grandmother prepared, a box of biscuits that my grandmother prepared, and a box of jarred applesauce that was pink. And we got on the train. We had a cabin with bunk beds. It was also cozy. And we arrived at Penn Station, Baltimore Penn Station. My dad picked my mom and I up, and my mother and father went to a parking lot that was remote and put me on the sidewalk with my navy blue suitcase and my mother's striped suitcase and 3 boxes, one with the chicken, one with the biscuits, and one with the applesauce. And they said, stay here. And I was young. I was about 8 years old. So they came in the blue station wagon to pick me up, and all our bags, and supposedly the 3 boxes of food. They loaded up the suitcases, and they said, Francis, where's the chicken? And I'm like, well, I don't know. It was right here. Where are the biscuits? Well, they were right here. I don't know. And meanwhile, I'm getting very nervous. And where's the other box with the applesauce? I'm like, I don't know. And they were gone. Someone had seen this little girl on the sidewalk whose parents had left her with the suitcases and 3 boxes of food. And they must have been labeled fried chicken, yummy biscuits, delicious applesauce. And they were gone. And my parents said, what happened to you? Well, I don't know. I was just sitting here waiting, Mom and Dad. So they said, get in the car. And we drove down. We drove up 83 back home with only 2 suitcases. There was no chicken, there were no biscuits, and there was no applesauce. To this day, when I take a train down from New York to Baltimore, from wherever I am, I walk through that train station, and I go out on the sidewalk, and I take a moment, and I look at my 8-year-old self, who is sitting there forlorn, having lost the chicken and the biscuits and the applesauce. I'm very happy to be back in Baltimore. I will continue to travel to Penn Station, but I will no longer bring chicken. Thank you very much.